Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to another episode of The Deen Show, which is a way of life we try to put out there for everyone to see, helping you understand Islam and Muslims. And we know it's tough being young in today's society, having many of the challenges that come along with growing up, trying to submit yourself to the creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm getting all your emails, and today we have a special guest who's going to give us some advice, especially for the youth. So being that our guests are very modest and they are people who don't like boasting about their knowledge, we're going to take a break so you can read about our next guest. And then we'll come back with our special guest, Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane. Sit tight. We'll be right back on The Deen Show. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you for being with us again here in the studio at The Deen Show.
It's my pleasure.
We're going to, the viewers got to read a little bit about you, so we invited you on because you can help us answer some of these important questions.
I hope so, inshallah.
Inshallah. Okay, I get a lot of emails, and I wanted to kind of give a summary of what the youth are challenging today. Specifically, we're going to talk about the women here. I have some women who have written in, emailed, and asking for advice, talking about that they have decided, they have come to the realization that, for instance, praying five times a day is obligatory. And they want to turn to Allah, to the creator of the heavens and earth, establish the prayer. They've realized that wearing the hijab, the Islamic, the covering, okay, is obligatory. And leaving off a lot of these other vices in society go against the teachings of Islam. Now, they've come this far, but now they have another obstacle. Their parents, their family are making things difficult. How do we deal with these situations, Sheikh?
Well, this is such an important question, and it's these challenges that we have in our life. We have to understand very well that our religion is so comprehensive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave anything for our happiness in this life and in the hereafter unless it's mentioned, whether it's in the Quran or in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to have two forms of power for the person to be able to face all of these challenges in the proper way. The first power is the power of knowledge, to know what to do. The second thing, knowing what to do is one thing, but the second thing, which is as important as knowing, is the power to have the courage to apply the truth and to apply what we know. When it comes to challenges, especially if we talk specifically about the challenges with the parents that are preventing their children to observe the Islamic manners and the duties ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to know how to deal with the situation. First, we have to have principles in our life. One of which, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "La ta'ata li makhluq fi ma'siyat al-khaliq." There is no obedience to any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this comes from the basics of knowing that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger. So the absolute obedience is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to know that very well, so that it does not confuse us. If the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to observe the five obligatory prayer, then there is no compromising in this whatsoever. If the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the women to observe the hijab, then there is no compromisation in that whatsoever. So we first has to know the truth, and we know the truth by asking the people of knowledge, and then the power to apply this knowledge. The power to apply this knowledge takes from the person's iman. We have to build our iman. If the iman is high, the person will have the patience. And when we recite the Quran, you'll see so many verses in the Quran that talks about patience. Patience in applying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the nature of the life that we live in. There's sunan, ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of earth, that if a person says, "I believe," then he has to be tested, or she has to be tested. As it's mentioned in the beginning of Surah Al-Ankabut, Alif Lam Mim, "أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ." That do people think that they would be left alone to say we believe and they would not be tested. This is never going to happen. So the person has to prepare himself or herself for the test. So to go about being patient in this test is to seek the knowledge, to build our iman by reciting the Quran, by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dua and supplication, by putting ourselves, and this is something very important, in the proper environment. Because the wolf eats from the lonely sheep. So the same thing, if a person embraced Islam or repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanted to change his or her life, they have to accompany themselves with people that remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The friends, those who the person is close with. Even if the person at home, he has some hardship, he knows that he meets them companions or friends that would remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he would have more strength in dealing with the challenges. Also knowing the rights of the parents and being very kind to them. And as we know in the verses in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about parents that are disbelievers, and not just that, but they're ordering their sons or daughters to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What to do with them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Do not obey them and have a good companionship with them in this life. So we cannot obey them and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that specific order, but at the same time we have to be very kind to them. And some people confuse the two together. They think that if they disobey their parents when it comes to the parents saying don't wear the hijab, they have to say this with harshness. And they have to treat the parents with a very rude way in all of their daily activities. This is all wrong and this is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead the person should disobey the parents in that specific order and then increase their good relationship with their parents. Do the things that they didn't used to do before, because now the religion of Islam, and this is the real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he do the truth even if it's against oneself. Someone is ordering you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't obey them in that order, but instead you would make more and more effort to be kind to them, to be patient in dealing with them with goodness, because this is another form of worship, to know the rights of the parents. And to seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never compromise the deen of Islam. Because this is what we've been born and living to do, and learning about the ways of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. That is also one of the big means of help. Because they had similar situations. Some of them, they believed in the religion of Islam, and his mother or his father would order them to disbelieve. In the case of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, for example, radiallahu anhu, when his mother told him, I would never eat and drink, and I would die unless you go back and renegade from the deen of Islam. And he told her in a very simple and calm way, he said, oh my mother, if you have 100 souls, that one soul comes after the other, I would never leave this way. So eat or not to eat, this is something that is up to you. In a very good way, in good manners. And eventually after that, she ate. But the thing is the steadfastness. There's no going back when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And taking these means and being away from sins and being sincere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the help of Allah, things can change by the will of Allah.
So as we know, it's very difficult because you, a lot of times growing up, you learn what's right and wrong from your parents. Uh-huh. So now you're stuck at that border that you're finding solace in Islam. You're finding comfort and it's changing your life. It's having an impact. Your iman's starting to grow. But now, this is the hard part. You know, I'm going to put a name on a you know, this is because I get a lot of email. Let's say a girl by the particular name, Amina. Okay, this can be any woman or even a man. But in this particular place, Amina. She, when you talk to her, you know, she tears come out of her eyes. She wants to be obedient, but she has that mother. You know, she rather support her to go to a cafe where there's alcohol and mingling with boys, and she rather support her in these actions rather than. And then when someone tries to invite her to go to the masjid, now she wants to go, but what she's scared what her mom's going to say. So her mother's been teaching her what's right and wrong from the beginning. But now this is that crossroad. How do you really push through this? And how do you, what should the parents now be? How do you address the parents and the woman at the same time?
Right. Well, this is, again, for that particular Amina, right? She needs to first know that this is the nature of the path that she choose to be on. This is the ways where prophets and pious people and righteous people, they walked on the same path. She would feel lonely and strange, but when she remembers that this is the same path where the prophets and the righteous people had walked on, it would give her more comfort. So knowing this is very, very important, and increasing the iman and as the things as we mentioned before, and at the same time to be kind to the parents, and knowing that we are in a test. This is not Jannah, this is not paradise. We are being tested in this life, and soon all the matter will be all over, and a person will be judged in the Day of Judgment according to their patience and struggling and striving for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the parents, especially for Muslim parents, it's very sad to hear and to know that this is happening because of the weaknesses of the iman of faith in the hearts. A parent should be very happy that his son or his daughter wanting to go to the masjid, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember one time a father that his son was on drugs, and this son died as a result of overdose. He said after his son died, I wish that my son was in the masjid and going to the masjid and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I never advised him to do so. Sometimes it's too late. So what do we want from our daughters, sons and daughters? We want for them to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want them to enter Jannah. So we have to understand this, and for the parents to be pleased that someone like that will be a continuous charity after they die for them. But for the son or the daughter, or for Amina, any Muslim woman, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them steadfastness and seeking the knowledge and seeking the steadfastness from the iman and faith, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and never know that a person is alone. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those who are obedient to Him, as it's mentioned clearly in the Quran.
Company now, she's the only one. She don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. She's the only one out of her friends that are 10 or a dozen, and she's the one that's being blessed now to see these things. Her other friends are, so she's scared now also, what my friend's going to say, or what my...
This is another dangerous temptation when a person is steadfast or trying to be steadfast on the true path. Why? Because friends are either will take the person away or keep them strong on the steadfastness path. So that's why when a person repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he need to make some hard decisions, because Jannah, paradise, is expensive. It's very valuable, as the Prophet said. And that's why we have to do some sacrifice. So some of these sacrifices is that we have to be careful who our friends are. There's difference between giving da'wah and calling them to the right thing, but don't get too close, because either the person will give da'wah or da'wah will be given to him or her. So we have to choose the friends that would, once the person see them, just by looking at them, they remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not friends that would make our hearts hard. It might be difficult in the beginning, but with patience, with seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after some time, it becomes the norm. And becomes the joy of this life is to be with the companions of those, or the company of those who would remind the person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very dangerous when someone repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the old friendship that would keep enticing the person to do bad and bad and evil. But instead he should be away, still giving them da'wah, but the company that he always with are the company that reminds him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be patient in that. And the matter, by the will of Allah, is easy after a person would struggle and patient in the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So some do's and don'ts before we come to an end. If your friends are doing things that are displeasing towards your Creator, you want to stay away from the Definitely. People like that are maybe swearing, using foul language, right. Being in bars, nightclubs, these places. You have no place to be going in there. Wherever alcohol is served, am I correct?
Right, that's correct. That's definite.
Okay, mixing with men now who aren't your brothers or your husbands, and you know, going double dating, all this stuff is a no-no?
Definitely. These are all steps of shaitan. Mm-hmm. Shaitan, the devil, he does not come all at once to the person. He won't come immediately and tell the person drink alcohol or commit this or that other major sins. He takes step by step, and he's very patient.
Yeah.
So he would take the person, well, you don't want people to say that you're extreme. Just, you know, go for a little bit, give them da'wah, and then inshallah Allah will save you.
Yeah.
And this is all steps of shaitan. That's where knowledge comes in place. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that his previous and future sins has been forgiven, he said, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه. That make yourself patient. And this is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Patience or sabr in Arabic has a bitter taste to it. It's not the joyful thing or the most joyful thing in the world. That means it's difficult. It's against one's desire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, have this patience to make yourself sit with those who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening, in their prayers and so on. And do not extend your eyes towards those who are in state of forgetfulness.
Ah.
Why? Because they would slip, they would steal your heart. Stealing without even knowing about it. And this is how a person will go back to the old habits without knowing. Once he woke up, he find himself that he is in a faraway place. So that's why immediately, all the time, we have to work on ourselves and work on our iman and to build our iman. And never forget whatsoever the moment of death. Never forget whatsoever the hereafter. Never forget that we're created for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, it's always a certain period of time. And this is for everyone that is watching and hearing us. This is very important. It's not going to be forever a difficult struggle. It's just in the beginning. A period of time if the person is sincere and truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and struggle to be obedient to Allah and follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow the way of the early generations of Islam, after some time it becomes the norm. He would hate to go back to the old habits again. But we have to pass this difficult time in the beginning.
What can they say, the youth, when they've been hanging around with the people who are going to these places they shouldn't be going, the youth that aren't really practicing submission and surrender to their creator, Islam, and now they're getting the phone calls. These are people that you've been hanging around with for 10 years, 20 years, but now you've been guided. Now you see the truth, and you don't want to be a part of this, but it's a tug of war. And they're calling you on the weekends. The week Friday night comes, and you're used to going out. They're calling you. How do you get out of these situations? This temptation is hard. And these are your friends that you've grown up with your whole life.
Right. It has two ways. The first way is building our iman and our faith constantly, and having a set schedule in our life, perfecting our salah, being in the company of those who are in the masajid, in the houses of Allah, building these relationships and the friendships so that we avoid having these types of other friendship. And then once this call comes, which is the second thing, we have to make our schedule busy.
Keep busy.
Keep busy with what is good and with those who would remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that there is no time for, especially at these critical times, Friday night, Saturday night, whatever there is. Alhamdulillah, most of the Islamic centers and the masajid, because people, this is where their break is, there are so much activities in the masajid, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. Be part of teaching the children in Saturday school, Sunday school. Go, I mean, volunteer, do these types of work. It's a continuous charity. Otherwise, the person might lose it without even feeling that it's happening.
So keep him busy, doing good things, doing righteous things, being with righteous people.
Right.
Can you give us that one hadith? I love this hadith where the Prophet, peace be upon him, he talked about hanging out like an analogy with a blacksmith or the one with perfume.
Right. That the meaning of this hadith is how the person, the companionship would affect his life. If a person hangs out with someone or be in the company of someone that sells perfume, either he will get the perfume itself, or at least he will get a good smell.
Yeah.
Right. But if a person hangs out with a blacksmith, either he will get burnt, or the least that would happen, that the bad smell will affect him. So this is the same thing with the good companionship and the bad companionship. So even if the person is safe from the bad companionship, he won't fall into the sin, at least he would get some of the bad effects on him. And this is actually a wrong conception. If a person has a company of someone that is not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it doesn't affect him now, if it will affect him later. So this is the sunnah of Allah, this is the way of Allah. The more a person obeys shaitan, the devil, and he takes him, the shaitan wins in one step, he's not satisfied with it. He got you weaker.
Yeah.
He got you weaker, that means you are more easier to obey the shaitan, and he gets stronger on you. You know, it's a relationship that you get weaker, he gets stronger. You get stronger, he get weaker. So if you don't pay attention and go to the higher level, he will keep taking you down step by step till the person is in a very difficult situation.
And bottom line, it comes down, this life is a test. Do you love your creator the most, or do you love your surroundings, your friends? Are you going to care what your creator thinks, or are you going to care what the people think?
Right. And that's why I always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel it's difficult, you feel it's so much struggle to be on the straight path, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, ask Allah sincerely. ask him to save you from such trouble, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful.
Jazakallah khairan. Thank you. We're going to have to cover this topic again, inshallah, and add to it. This is thank you for helping us out. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I hope you got to benefit. You heard the Sheikh. Be good, do good, be around good company, around good people, and inshallah, good actions will follow. Submit to your Creator. He knows best. He's the one that wants you to be in Jannah, all right? Paradise. Don't sacrifice something that is temporary for something that's permanent. Jannah is permanent. We need to get to paradise, and you're going to get there by pleasing your Creator. So until next time, we'll see you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.